In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Commit Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here to help. They're going to be your guide, right, throughout the process of buying and selling your home. It can be a treacherous process, you know, depending on how the negotiations go. But that's why they're here, to help you. And that's what they do. They help people make the most money for their home every single day, all throughout Memphis and growing. So if you want to get on that list, reach out. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Couldn't believe it 6.5 years ago when I saw the pictures that Jennifer Carstensen and her team took of my home, that it was my home. Told my wife that this is really our home. They have a unbelievable way in terms of presentation that will in turn get you the most money possible. It was the situation for me. Now, that was a much different market, and hopefully it was a much worse situation than what you've got on your hands. You got equity. How do you take advantage out of it? How do you get top dollar? You call Jennifer Carstensen, 901-625-5200. She's got all the answers, including even if you don't have a home. You are interested, you are a renter, want to know how much mortgage you can afford, where should you buy. Like I like to say, Jennifer Carstensen, at the very least, going to be a great resource for you. She'll answer those questions, won't hold it against you like some of these agents do. If you decide to go another direction, she's only here to help. And that's her way of improving Memphis. 901-625-5200. It is the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your calls. Gabe's going to join us. Gabe Kuhn's going to join us at 125, and we'll talk to him about Grizzlies, Memphis football, see if he's getting any kind of – is he getting back pay? Is he getting that – he's getting that back pay from, the EA Sports College Football or the new settlement? Or is this Power 5?
I don't think that's just Power 5.
Okay, no. Well, I need to see what if he's getting any kind of back pay.
Something
here.
You can ask him personally.
445-0929 is the number, though. 445-0929. What did you think of the Grizzlies yesterday? What did you think of Zach Edey? Were you proven wrong? Were you proven right? Gigi Jackson.
Are we too giddy?
Are we too giddy?
Edey?
Yes. That's right. That's right. 445-0929. Now, in the meantime, in between time, this is sort of a soft launch. You have a nickname idea. This is, we always try to apply.
You're putting me on the spot. I don't know if I was ready to flow. Because if it's good now, it'll be good later. If it's bad now, it'll be bad later. I think ZD Source is too long.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. EZE.
E-ZE. Okay, well, that's a little bit complicated, but okay.
No, it's because it's the same as Zeebo. E-Z-Bow.
No, yeah, you're asking for two dashes, though.
No, I'm not. One dash. E-Z-E for his initials. It's E-Z-E.
But it looks like E-Z when you do it that way.
No, it's E-Z-E.
Like Easy Mart.
E-Z-E.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying if the dash was before the last E. Again, how we sort of write it down,
it's going to be important.
Figure out.
It's going to be important.
Focus on how it sounds.
Okay.
E-Z-E.
Yeah, I think that's...
E-Z-E.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
Easy.
I'm not diametrically opposed to it. I get it.
Like, yeah, there's no idea. So you put me on the spot, yeah. I'm a man who's willing to stick his neck out there.
Yeah.
I'll definitely like it better than ZD-Saurus.
Yeah. 445-0929 is the number if you want to get your thoughts in on the Memphis Grizzlies here and the Summer League. Because I'll say this. I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday with you know, the matchup with Walker Kessler. And I was a little nervous for Zach. I was a little nervous for him in terms of, you know, it's a real NBA player, a real, you know, somebody that's gotten starting minutes, that's been, you know, he's with the World Cup, didn't play or anything like that, but has gotten reps against, you know, real NBA players, whereas with Zach, that was definitely not as much the case. So, you know, that's the piece of it, you know, that I was unsure of. But anyway, we're going to take your calls, 445-0929. We'll go to Les. Les, you're on.
Hey, fellas.
Yo.
Yeah, this is what I thought about after watching game last night. It took me back a few years ago when they had a draft and we had a chance at the one or two shot. And I'm praying to my wife, please, I hope we get the number one pick we're going to take. You know who we're going to take. Zaire. All right. Luckily, we didn't. We got Ja. And the other night, I'm wanting clinging bad. We got Edie. I think it's going to be the same circumstances.
That's interesting.
Hey, Les, thanks for the call, man. I mean, yeah.
Because he's right about how we look back at that draft. We all wanted one because we thought Zion was the guy.
What do we want here? What's the choice?
We wanted clinging.
Oh, right.
But you end up with Edie.
Right.
It's actually a pretty, I
interesting.
Mean, it's
okay.
Really interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, no, I mean.
And it's to be determined, obviously.
Has Klingon played yet?
I don't think so.
I
don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think the Blazers have played Summer League yet. So
that's an interesting way to look at it, Les.
Compared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're the two.
Well, I mean, with the injury history with Klingon, I mean, could you see a future where he's not playing because of it and Edie is sick? And then you're like, oh, thank God we couldn't move up to six to get Klingon. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But it could very well work out that it could possibly work out that way.
Yeah, I
hadn't thought about it that way.
John Zion, I don't believe, you know.
He's dead on about that. We all wanted one, bro.
We did. But I think we.
And
we,
the blessing is we didn't get it.
We were all stoked at two, though.
Like, because we knew we were getting one of the two.
Exactly.
Yes, you knew it was Ja.
And, like, that was like. Ja was such an electrifying point guard in March
but
Madness.
But everybody in that draft wanted one to get Zion. That was the prize.
And I guess you would kind of say, you know, both are having trouble staying on the court.
Yeah.
You know, they both really kind of have had similar.
I still think we're better off.
Yeah, the Ja has been better than Zion because they're, you know, the playoff success.
No question.
You know, and plus, it's not as much about the health with Ja, although it can be and has been. But it's more about sort of the off the court with Ja, which is controllable. You know what I mean? I think that's the part of it that, you know, you have to be, you know, give the advantage on. But listen, in terms of what happens next, I would be very, you know, cautious with Zach. I mean, it's interesting. If you look at the spread tonight, the Grizzlies are a short dog, which almost sort of suggests that Zach is playing against the 76ers. David Jones, the 76ers.
Who
point out, yeah, he had a triple-double. Wow.
Near triple-double.
It was an effective triple-double.
Nah, he wasn't the story, though.
It was not a Caitlin Clark triple-double,
was it? Watching that game, that kid, that council dude, hit everything he put up, and he was more of the story. But David Jones had a slick, good game.
Yeah, he did. So Drew Hill actually caught up with him, and I'm glad we got here because I wanted to mention this.
Yep.
And Drew asked him, you know, about the decision and why, you know, he was going to, you know, what all went into him leaving. Did he get a promise? All that. And David Jones said he did not have a promise in the NBA, did not have any kind of guarantee. But his agency tandem, which formerly repped Ja and does currently rep Desmond Bane, they expressed confidence that if he was not drafted, he would sign a two-way contract. So this is what he had to say about Memphis. I still love all my people in Memphis. I saw some fans supporting me with the decision that I made. I still love the coaches I had from Memphis and my teammates. It's all love back in Memphis. So that's what he had to say about Tigers. He did not go into NIL. He did not go into Penny. He did not go into anything, but he said he loves all his people in Memphis. He saw some fans supporting him with the decision that he made, and he loves the coaches and his teammates. It was political, definitely.
Well, I thought at the end he did speak to, he was at least asked directly, it sounded like, by Drew, whether or not Penny was disappointed in his decision. And I didn't know if he spoke with complete transparency on that.
Right. He said, I don't think he was disappointed. He showed me love. If he was disappointed, he probably told somebody else or said it on social media. I don't know, but he didn't say anything like that directly to me.
How could you not? How could you not think Penny was disappointed?
Exactly.
When you knew how badly he wanted to have you back.
Exactly.
And was saying 70-30. So I don't think
there's a little.
I thought that part. I didn't think
here,
David was being completely transparent or honest right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows Penny was disappointed. Clearly.
Even
if you didn't talk to him, you would know he's disappointed.
Absolutely right.
And so that there's that part of it. I thought the thing that came out of Drew's piece and over at DailyMemphian.com is that he didn't work out with Philly. Even though your agent's telling you good things, okay, you don't get drafted, we think we can get you a two-way. Philly wasn't one of the teams that he worked out for. So, I mean, maybe there was less sort of solidified than we even thought in terms of this chance he was taking.
Yes. I mean,
Philly clearly liked him.
We'll never know exactly. You know, what happened?
I'm afraid of a different question is what could have been. Again, when you're comparing whatever, and a lot to be played out, but what happens this season, and then comparing that to what could have happened with David Jones. That could be a scary conversation. It could be. Hoping it's not.
Right.
But it could be one.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the latest on David Jones. But now, in terms of the next steps, it's, as we were talking about Zach Edey, I would be very... cautious. I'd be very, very conservative given, you know, he hit the floor hard a couple times.
Yeah, especially the one, I think it was the fourth quarter.
Yeah, there, where he got undercut, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought his shoulder or something was
no doubt.
He gets back up and literally like brushes it off and fist bumps Walker Kessler. But when you're seeing 2 7-footers go down a heap like that, and my gosh, I mean, this guy, he made Walker Kessler kind of look small at times. The way he bounced back up was good to see. And again, it's coming off of having turned an ankle earlier in the game, and you know, some bigs, again, especially his size, maybe you don't come back from that, but I thought it showed a flexibility, and I don't know if nimbleness is a word, but I thought, you know, that you're certainly, that was encouraging to see. And he is not, and we knew this from the combine and from watching him at Purdue, he's not some big stiff despite that size. Like, he's mobile.
Yep.
And the way he was getting up and down the floor, again, at some points not even touching the ball but still engaged, good sign. But I thought what you said, him getting back up from a nasty spill, him turning the ankle, coming back to you, you know, it bodes well for the question I had and asked you after they drafted him, can Zach Edey hold up over a regular season and in the playoffs? So he's helping you like Derek Lively was last year in the playoffs. Last night, good indication. That Zach Edey, you can put him through some stuff. He'll bounce back.
You know, well, there's no doubt.
Back to your point, I ain't putting him through another 30 minutes tonight.
Well, yeah, unnecessary. You know,
let's get some rest. We don't have anything to prove. We got the best of it in seeing Walker Kessler last night.
Agreed.
We're not going to learn anything else about you against guys that aren't even of Walker Kessler.
I think that's exactly right, and I think that's the most important part about it. You're not going to play anybody that will provide better competition than what you got from Walker last night.
I mean, again, I'm not knowing what the schedule is out in Vegas in terms of the centers he'll be facing, but definitely not anymore in Salt Lake.
I mean, maybe if Klingon's
out
there.
But I definitely want to see him in Vegas.
Do we know the Grizz Summer League schedule yet?
I want to tell you the whole thing's out there. Yeah.
Okay, we do know it?
Yeah, I think
it's on our website.
Okay, it's on our website. So let's pull this up. If they play the Blazers, I might entertain that. But they do not. So, other than that, the Kings, Mavs, Magic, Pelicans.
Kings, Mavs, Magic, Pelicans.
I mean, I don't think Lively is going to be playing for the Mavs in the summer league.
I wouldn't play him after what he did in the playoffs.
Right.
That's not a Kessler situation to me. I was surprised Kessler's playing. But I definitely wouldn't play Derek Lively.
Yeah, Lively's not in their summer league team. No. So, I would. I play him one game. Fine.
Oh, you got to do. He's in Vegas. The entire NBA world's out there. He's going to want to play at least one.
Yeah. But play him July 12th. And
we're on the same page about shutting him down for us at Salt Lake.
Exactly.
He'll need to.
Exactly.
I'm not going to face anything better than Walker Kessler.
And you can stand on that and say, listen, this is my effort's in. This is what I can do. And now I'm going to focus the rest of the summer on improving my body and my durability.
That body and durability looking good last night.
Yeah.
And better than I thought it would look.
As opposed to, I don't have anything to prove against guys that are worse than me. I don't have anything to prove against guys that are fighting for roster spots. I know I got one. You know what I mean? I know what my role is.
Well, that means the other part of the conversation where we're talking about a guy that's – we're not saying can he break into the rotation. You're talking about a guy that right now is planted firmly in the starting center spot. So it's even more reason to not overdo this, not try to prove something that you don't need to.
Yep.
Because, again, we're talking starter right now. And, I mean, the longer we go without the Grizz, and I realize there's still – and Harrington keeps reminding him of this – there's still time before the season. But the longer we go where you're not bringing in – you know, an upgrade over Trey Jemison as your other big backup option, you know, the more and more it looks like you're really going to need him to be playing serious minutes, like Steven Adams minutes right off the wham.
Yeah, it's a unique situation.
He looked ready. You know who else looked ready yesterday? Was Cooper Flagg for Team Select against the
Ooh.
USA All-Star.
Oh!
Have you seen? And I'm bringing this up as a little bit of a pat on the back to myself for those, again, a couple of years ago when Cooper Flagg was here for the EYBL, and I'm telling you, I'm telling Brad how important this is and how this kid is really the next great white hope. I mean, he had to take away white. He's awesome all the way around. And he goes at 17 years old against Team USA yesterday, and he's getting sequence plays on both ends, tip backs, three-point plays, dunks, three-pointers over Anthony Davis. He's 17.
Mm-hmm.
He's headed to Duke. Hadn't even played in college yet. You know, Bontemps was talking about how a few years ago, you know, Marcus Smart, still then, I guess, at Oklahoma State, was part of a select team that was going against the NBA guys.
Yeah.
He had played college ball, but looked poised kind of like in the way that Cooper Flagg, still hadn't played in college ball yesterday, is out there killing Hall of Famers, bro. This dude is
he's doing it against the best.
He's going to be the best of the best. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft next year. And everybody's going to be tanking to get him.
And you put a little gas money on Duke, right? You put a little to win the title?
I'm thinking about it. I told you I sent you those odds this morning.
Where is Memphis?
Some indication to you. Stop, bro.
Bro, I'm just asking.
Why you always want to do that?
I'm just asking.
Every day you want to check in on Memphis and Penny Hardaway.
I cover Memphis.
And you want, I know you do. And you want to tell us about how they ain't got a wing yet.
Well, they and don't.
Well, we know. The wings up there just had damn near a triple-double for Philly. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Damn, yeah, that's crazy.
No, but I'm on FanDuel. I didn't scroll all the way down to Memphis, John. But Duke has the third best odds to answer the question for you. UConn and Kansas above them. Duke with our boy Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, no, Cooper Flagg is
I still don't think you're up on it like you should be.
No, I mean, look, he's coming quickly.
Just
right?
Saying the name should excite people, man. That's the kind of player this guy's going to be.
So who would be in the Nets? Be in the mix for him.
They'll be tanking.
Who else?
The
Hornets. They'll be in the mix for him.
Portland, possibly.
Portland will be in the mix for him.
Detroit.
Detroit will absolutely be in the mix for him. Yep. And is he a four?
I don't know. He looks more wing when he's flowing up and down the court.
He's like a Durant type.
He's a 3-4. He's a 3-4. Probably a 4.
What do you call Durant?
Durant's a wing to me.
So I think that's what Cooper Flagg is.
But Durant is a combo forward, and that's what
Flagg will be. He'll be a combo forward.
Yes.
And obviously he'll have to prove that he can defend at that level. But, I mean, in terms of the offensive bag, it's crazy.
He had NBA, like Jabari and all them, he had them raving about him. I guess Jabari's on that team select, whatever, that's playing against the Hall of Fame, the
that's
USA
crazy.
Team. And they were all raving about Cooper being the best player on the team. Wizards will be one of those teams.
Poop for Coop.
That's it. Already the slogan's a good one. Or did you just come up
no,
with
No, that's what they're
no,
saying. That,
no, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is one, much like Wemby, worth tanking for.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, this is it.
Hornets, Spurs, Raptors, Jazz, Blazers, Bulls, they have in here, Nets, Pistons,
We've
Wizards.
Got to get him in Chicago.
Yeah.
I never even thought about it.
Yeah. Y'all have a chance.
And we can be bad enough getting off of DeRozan.
I don't know, though. You got Kobe
Zach
White.
And Kobe and the big boy in the middle.
Bozelis.
Well, no, that's the draft. I'm talking about our center.
Oh, Vucevic. Yeah.
They're too good to be at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to strip that all the way down. I think the Wizards.
Now, we did bring Giddey in, and he will help.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Old Josh Giddey.
No, you guys are.
We're not down that bad though. We're not where Washington is. We're not going to be able to beat them out for this kid.
Exactly.
Oh, Cooper Flagg would change the Bulls'
future. Well, and Detroit drafted Ron Holland, so they're really going for it. They are really going for the, you know, the top pick here. But yeah, Brooklyn is definitely in. And the Wizards. And so, look, unfortunately for him, those are pretty crappy markets.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even sell it like you could sell San Antonio with Pop to Wimby, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, in terms of how you know the organization that you're going to. Typically going to be a bad one, at least with that one. You can tell still sell that it's a championship organization with the still the same man in place as head coach. With what you're saying, like these spots, they have different coaches every year. They're flipping. I mean, that Detroit situation's awful. Wizard situation, a hell.
Yep.
And so it does. It feels like it'll set up. It'll be a harder sell for that team that's going to be getting Cooper. But you don't have any choice. When you're this good, you know, you're going to go to a bad team in most instances.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But yeah, we're looking for him, brother. He's on the radar now.
Now he gonna make your Hall of Fame. He gonna make your Wall of Fame. Excuse me.
Yeah, thank you.
One day he will be on it, and I imagine one day you will have a signed Cooper Flagg PSA 9.5.
I might have to get one.
Yep. Get it now, buddy.
The 9.5s are rare. You know they do those. I guess.
Well, they do the
8.5. Yeah, there's the
8.5s more common than 9.5.
I don't think I've ever seen a 9.5. But 9 or a 10, yeah. We'll go 10. Let's go with 10. We got the Zach Edey auto. We got that one taken care of.
Okay.
His Grizzly rookie stuff won't come out for a long time. So you got to still get the Purdue stuff. But, yeah, his autos is definitely – Edey's one of the hotter guys in terms of the market since he got drafted. And I can only imagine after last night. So he's a big one. He's a mover for sure. When we get back, Gabe Kuhn's going to join us. We'll talk to him. Get his thoughts on Zach Edey, talk to him about Memphis football, what they got going on. Lots more to come with Gabe on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Of the Gabe Kuhn Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Former offensive lineman for the University of Memphis joins us now. Big fella to big fella, what'd you think of the debut for Zach Edey last night?
I thought it was beautiful. Beautiful. I'm not quite, man, I don't even know if I can call myself a big fella next to him, by the way.
Yeah.
Can we do that real?
Probably not.
6'4 to 7'4, I don't know.
It is amazing that if you stood next to him, you would look like a middle schooler.
And then yet when you come in here and you're compared to us, you are that of a giant. You know what I'm saying? So there's levels to
this. We've had this debate. I'm tallest in sports radio, tallest in Memphis media by a fair amount, right?
I mean, it sticks out.
Yeah, does Tony Allen count? I mean, he's kind of like they use Tony Allen for a lot of things.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, but... looking at Zach Edey last night, man, he did everything that you wanted him to do. He rebounded at a high level. He finished at a high level. He defended the rim at a high level. His screen setting is ridiculous. I mean, I just like thinking about Ja Morant getting some of those screens is insane. He should average 30 points per game if Zach Edey does what he did last night screen setting wise. The only drawback I'd give him is, you know, in that drop coverage last night, he allowed sort of a lot of warm-up jumpers, didn't really try to close out, but that's something that will come with time, something he's got to get used to. But I thought, I mean, just looking at his body of work last night, you can't ask for much more.
And you're right. I mean, he's going to get attacked in the league, and as the book gets out on him, even with Jaren Jackson next to him, they'll be, you know, they will find the ways that you can attack Zach Edey. But I thought too, and John pointed out, we sort of tried to start envisioning it. You know, there were guards who decided, okay, last night Keontae George, one of them, I'm not going to go in just because of his presence. And when you put it next to Jaren and try to start envisioning that, especially when you're talking about, you know, perimeter defenders like Marcus Smart and Vince Williams, I mean, it could look really good, even though we'll know it won't be 100%, but they could be very dangerous defensively next year with this big guy.
Yeah, no one's going to go in there and try them.
No, like, there's a lot of that, yeah.
There would be no reason for anybody to even go test the rim. And the cool thing, again, the reason you get a guy like Zach Edey or get a big in general is that Jaren Jackson Jr. gets to roam, be a little
exactly.
more. You know, the reason he won Defensive Player of the Year is because he got to roam around,
right.
do his thing, didn't always have to be stuck in the paint. He's got someone to, you know, back him up if everything goes bad. So now Jaren is freed up. So I love that pairing as far as a rim protection pairing. I mean, that's going to be really nice day one.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, the fact that I've said that I think that it's a good idea to just go ahead and call it on Zach. I don't think they're going to do that. It just doesn't seem like that to me because now the Grizz have flipped to a favorite tonight against the 76ers. They were dogs, so that would not, to me, suggest that Zach's not going to play. Although, it's early, but it's like almost like you've seen enough, right? Like, I don't want to risk any more. Like, yeah, a couple hard falls. You did it against a guy that was considered, you know, at one time an up-and-coming big man in the NBA. I don't need to see much more from you in terms of this summer.
Well, let him get through Salt Lake, John. Why not?
Because I don't want him to get hurt, man.
And last night, he has some toughness about him, if you didn't notice. Rolled his ankle, was in there 2 minutes later, fell on the ground, popped right back up. He's got some juice about him, so I don't see any reason to just take him out. Let him get a few games under his belt. He doesn't have to play the whole Vegas Summer League.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a guy that at least get him used to his surroundings a little bit. Let him take some of the coaching from Jason March. Let him be around a couple of his teammates for a couple more games. I don't see the hurt in that. Now, if you feel like he turns his ankle a little harder and he's trying to put himself back into the game, or you have another scare like that, sure, pull him out. But, I mean, I don't see why you need to be that conservative with a guy like Zach.
Now, you sound like an offensive lineman right now. You know what I'm saying? That's, you sound like a classic. You know what I mean? Like, oh, put, you know, let's just.
Hey, I played with two high ankle sprains before, John.
Exactly. That's what you sound
tough
like.
Guy here.
Because, you know, you guys, you, what are you just worried about? Somebody behind you taking your spot or something? Is that where it's rooted from? I mean, because Zach doesn't have to worry about that.
No, no. I mean, honestly, I'm just saying this from a perspective of with Summer League versus him getting into camp, at least he's playing against other bodies before we actually get into camp and get into preseason and all that stuff. It's going to be sort of his last little bit of chance to get some runway against other NBA players and, playing it against a different team. It's just a different look. So I just feel like this is an opportunity for him to get a little bit more runway, a little bit more leash before we get into, you know, training camp for the Grizzlies where you're playing against your own team, that type of thing. But I don't know where the O-lineman thing comes because we get forced onto the field.
That's right.
We get forced onto the field, John. We have no say in it most of the time.
Gabe, where are you at on the potential for Scottie Pippen Jr. to be the backup point guard you need to job, particularly, you know, even as a two-way guy, or if you end up converting him, particularly when you are reserving a roster spot for Derrick Rose, but we know, too, that position, not necessarily just all on the court, and maybe a deal where he's not capable of playing a full season. It seems like, especially from a financial standpoint, that it makes a lot of sense. Maybe you just work it the way you got it with two-way. But I'm just curious on Scottie Pippen Jr., the player, and the potential to be Ja's future backup. What do you think?
Every time he gets an opportunity, he's great.
I agree.
He gets his teammates involved. I thought down the stretch last night he was a little out of control on both ends of the floor, but that's whatever. Leading up to that, he was the best player on the floor for the Grizzlies, really even for the Jazz, too. So I like the opportunity that has presented itself by getting him on a two-way.
And me too.
If you want to move on from Derrick Rose, I think you would have that opportunity. You just got to decide what you want to do. But I've been hearing you talk about this for a while, Jason, to be honest, and I've agreed with you every step of the way. Scottie Pippen Jr., at some point, if you have your wits about you and you need sort of a second or third ball-handling point guard, that's a guy who could get his contract converted at some point. It would be cheap. It would be manageable. Yep. It would make sense, especially with all the tax implications you're going to be dealing with going forward. You don't want to have guys like that getting paid more than they need to be paid. So I really like Scottie Pippen Jr. and what he's shown.
Yeah, talking to Gabe Kuhn, catch him here on 92.9 FM ESPN every afternoon. All right, other side, Gigi Jackson, 0 of 10 from 3, and certainly just was not going to stop shooting them. You know, even if Grizzly needed a 2 for the win, he took the 3 in the corner there. And look, I guess for me, you know, my concern isn't so much about the shooting numbers because, like, you're a human being. You're going to have nights where you don't shoot 50% from the floor. But it was more so of how it looked and the context and the framework from which the shots came. What's the path for Gigi Jackson next year and the Grizzlies?
I think the path is being a little bit of a heater on the bench and being a rotational player that way. I don't think as a player and his offensive ability, I don't think that you need to have him on the floor with a whole bunch of other scorers. I think you need to find ways to, use that to your advantage. If he wants to put up a little bit of volume with the second group, he can put up a little volume with the second group. One thing I want to see from him in his game, though, goes to what we saw last night. I need to see him get his teammates involved a whole lot more.
Yes.
He does not really have the willingness to do that yet, and that's a frustrating reality of where we're at. But again, you also have to put everything into context with him. He's 19 years old. He's super young. We've already seen a pretty large sample size of NBA games against NBA competition where he has played at a very, very high level. So I don't think the worry's all there. I think he'll continue to play in Summer League, and hopefully the coaching staff that's on hand in Salt Lake and in Vegas sort of lets him know what he needs to work on every game. I don't think every game will look like it did last night. So I'm going to wait and see how he continues to progress in Summer League. But I still feel really confident about GG and the role he'll play going into next year, and I think he'll be a fun scorer off the bench for this Grizzlies team.
School me a little bit, Gabe. I never know what to make of assistant coaching hires. Like, I know if you've got one that's a hot candidate and everything else, the Borregos of the world and all. But I never know, okay, is this really going to signal change? Does this mean something here? Clearly, there's been change with the Grizzlies staff. I'm just curious, in your eyes, how noteworthy is it? How much change, whether it's with the offense or whatever else, you know, with this Parisian coach, how much change, how noteworthy is it to you?
I think the one thing you pay attention to, and honestly, when it comes to NBA coaching, it could be a head coach, Jason.
Same thing. You're right. You're exactly right. Yep.
I'll be honest with you, because I sometimes I just don't think they make that much of a difference, quite frankly. But I think this hire they made, a Tomas Asalo, I believe that's how you say his name. I hope that's how you say his name. But he was the Euro Cup, coach of the year, won the Euro Cup. He's been around Europe for a while doing his thing. And when you just sort of look up his style, he's going to be the lead assistant. Like, you look up his style, and he's a guy who emphasizes offensive rebounding, offensive sets, off-ball movement, half-court offense. And to me, when you just sort of look at the Grizzlies under Taylor Jenkins and what's a given, what's the given? It's always they're going to have a good defense, right?
Yep.
They're going to be top 10 in defense. Last year they played 33 guys and had 50-some-odd starting lineups, and they still had a top 10 defense. So that's a given. You need to bring in somebody right next to you who understands offense. And I think this Asalo guy, I think that is meaningful in that category. He's a guy who certainly has an understanding of what the Grizzlies need to improve upon, and I think he can definitely help in that regard. And I also think that with the influx of talent that we're seeing from the international game, I think why not go get an international coach who can teach you some of the concepts that those guys are learning over there and help you with a little bit of player development along the way. So, of all the hires they made, that's the one I'll point out. All the rest of them, I think they got a little bit more experience, Patrick Mutombo and Joe Boylan. But I think that's the only one of note that I can really bring your way.
Yeah. Only 10 teams have made. Well, sorry, wait. I think I have that number wrong. 9 teams have made 10 or more straight bowl game appearances. Memphis football is one of them. The other schools: Georgia, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Iowa, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma State, and Ohio State. That's pretty good company there, Gabe. Which I believe that you would have been a part of those 10, right? We're still getting into your playing days.
I was the first four. I was the first four now.
The first four. I mean, it must, like, obviously you were part of a huge thing. It was bigger than one position group or one player, but it must make you very proud to look up and know that you were part of the ground floor of the success that Memphis continues to have in football, no?
100%. I always bring up that game on the road against UCLA. It would have been my redshirt freshman year, where we lost 42-35 or whatever it was, had a pick six late in the game to tie it. Like, at that point, we sort of knew what the program could be, the level of compete that we could have. But now you're seeing it. What's crazy to me is just seeing it on the recruiting trail, seeing what they're doing right now, John. I speaking on Memphis football recruiting in a similar light as Memphis basketball recruiting has never been something in the bag, ever,
right,
with sports talk. And now we're starting to do that because of the FedEx NIL money and the resources being poured in. And I understand, like, that's where I take a lot of pride is those resources never get poured in if me and my teammates never do what we did, get this thing up off the ground. Justin Fuente doesn't do what he did and bringing in these types of players. You know, I talked to Alan Cross on the show yesterday. That's a guy who needs a whole lot of credit for the way this thing built up. But yeah, like there's a bunch of pride.
You guys were, because I just pulled this up. You guys were 24-point underdogs to UCLA that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I mean, you
lost by 7.
And you had a chance to win, yeah.
Yeah, and down the show there was a little draw play we ran at the end of the game too, where Brandon Hayes got loose a little bit. Miles Jack just barely nicked his right foot and he fell on the ground. We would have probably been in the end zone, tied it up before the game ended, went into OT, the whole thing. if he would have never touched his foot on that drive in. But
I remember watching that one, and I'm glad you bring it up, because it felt like, because I'm even going back and looking up tweets that I sent from that day, and right. I said this is a tweet I had as it was happening. I watched Memphis get beat 42-0 by SMU at home in 2011, and now the program's going head up with a top 15 team on the road. It felt like this could be, and it's just amazing, like how a spark like that can change an entire trajectory, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. And like that, going into that game, the whole week of practice, you're Coach Fuente basically saying, like, don't be surprised when you're in the game. Don't be surprised when we're in the game. We were still damn surprised we were in that game. Based on being 3-9 the year before and everything else, like, there's just this one thing that, like, I don't think people understand is you really do have to learn how to win ball games in any sport. Because you can learn how to lose a whole lot easier. Things start to spiral out of control, go yep. against you. You can let go of that rope so easy, right? You just drop your head, start pouting when things don't go your way. It's different when those things go bad and you're still able to hang on to that rope and go win a ball game. It's harder. It's way harder. But I'm glad it all turned around, man. I do say this all the time. I think a lot of my teammates agree with me. I wish I was born like 5-6 years later. So I could get somebody else could have laid the groundwork so I could get some NIL.
No, that's right. You know,
take advantage of the indoor facility that we definitely helped build, like that type of thing. But
yep.
you know what? Hey, it's all right.
You walk so they can run, bro. That's the, you know what I'm saying? That's what you did.
Say it again?
You walked so they could run.
Yes, correct. Sprint, really. Let's be honest, sprint.
It is a full. It's a full blown.
We
sprint.
Crawled so they could sprint.
No question.
Let's be honest.
And you're getting none of it, but that's you're okay with that because you love the program. Jabe, I'm.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I get none of it though, because the cutoff for the House vs. NCAA thing is what, 2016. I don't
okay.
know if I get back pay.
There
I
you go. You keep us posted.
Were we lawyers
in that?
Out there that listen to your show, hit me up.
I know, Gabe, that the offense will be explosive. I mean, I'm certainly expecting that again. I'm just curious about your confidence level in it. And we heard from Ryan, he knows he's got to get it improved and certainly made changes on that defensive side. But it just feels like, you know, if you can be just, you know, average, maybe even a little bit below average, not among the worst in the country on this defensive side, you've got a chance to be really special combined with that offense.
I'm gonna let y'all guess. The last 5 years, when was the only time they had a top half of the AAC defense?
Oof.
I'm just going to let y'all guess. Last 5 years, dating back to 2019.
Well, it wasn't last year because they had a 102, 103 at SP+, right. So it couldn't have been last. That's a win.
Think through it, and I'll give you the answer. I'll go ahead and give it. 2019, when they went to the Cotton Bowl.
Mm.
It's not that complicated to understand.
Right.
With all the skill position players, and the ability they've had
yep.
to consistently be explosive on offense, running and passing.
Right.
If they have a top half offense in the AAC, they're going to win a bunch of games.
That's exactly
they're going
right.
to put themselves in rarefied air. So I don't know. One thing I will say, I am confident that Jordan Hankins, the new DC, is going to get these guys right as far as stopping the run. I think they'll be a good run-stuffing defense. And they brought in a couple of big D tackles. P.J. Hall, I believe it's P.J. Hall. And then you have Mon Cole, different guys they brought in through the transfer portal to be big run-stuffing D tackles. They have probably the best linebacking core in the conference. And that's led by Chandler Martin, who's probably the best player on the team. He probably was the best player on the team last year. So I feel good that they'll stop the run. But in the end of the day, it comes down to that secondary. Can they hold up? Right? And yep. I think we saw some of that even in the bowl game. We gave Jordan Hankins a lot of credit for the bowl game. But in the end of the day, Iowa State's quarterback, Rocco Beck, threw for, what, 430 and 4 touchdowns?
Yep.
So it's all about getting that secondary right. I have confidence that run game for the other team will be stuffed, but can they be better in the secondary than they have been in the past?
Gabe, man, you're the best, dude. Hey, and by the way, congratulations.
Congratulations. I was about to say congratulations.
Whoa, on the baby boy.
Huge news.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
it. Pleasure, dude.
Yes, sir. He is Gabe Kuhn. Catch him this afternoon on the Gabe Kuhn Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Peter for that wing guru. I had the, what is it, the drums? Is that, that's been the new menu item, right?
The legs.
The legs, yeah. I had those, what was it, maybe a week or so ago?
Drumsticks.
Drumsticks, yeah. Drumsticks, yeah. I wanted to get the right word, bro. Unbelievable.
I bet.
Unbelievable. Yep. They were the best drumstick I've ever had. No cap. Best I've ever had.
No cap.
The flavor was crazy.
Did you do it with garlic sriracha?
I did.
Smart man.
I recommend the drumsticks. I know, you know, the wings are, you know, obviously the goat, but
worldwide.
The new drumsticks are, you're going to want to get an order of those, too. The wing guru, get over there today.
Yeah, great thing about those drumsticks, as John puts it, those fantastic crispy legs, is you can get them in any one of the 22 flavors. So get it in the one that you love, or try. How many of those 22 flavors that you like. I've tried John's garlic sriracha. I love it, but I'm a Nashville hot man. Jaren Jackson Jr., the Triple C for our man Calvin Austin. They've got a ton of them, and Billy, I would say, is in his prime right now, his entrepreneurial prime. There you go. It got out. Yeah, that man has gone from former Tiger basketball player to chicken house entrepreneur. He's running things when it comes to wings. Go see for yourself why at the Wingaroo. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Tell him that Jason and John sent you. Yeah, I'm like going back and I'm looking at my tweets from the
that's always fun.
The night that Memphis almost beat UCLA. And it's just funny some of the things I tweeted because I just remember being on a high. I remember being on such a high that it was so competitive because they had Brett Hundley at quarterback. It was on the road. Nobody in Memphis could watch the game because it was on the Pac-12 network. So we had to go to like these, you know, little.
Remember listening to an AM radio station like on a wild feed to hear that game.
It's the only way you could do it.
It was something, man. We were in it.
And I tweeted after the game was over, Memphis goes down 42-35 in a game that people will remember as the night the program became respectable again.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it went on to be. It was a real foreboding of things to come. You know, for Memphis football. I also tweeted, I'm going to celebrate this loss at the Windjammer, which no longer exists.
You did not.
I did.
Really? And I think it's still around. Are you serious?
This was 2014.
Oh, my God. It's
10 years
that
long. Ago. 10 years
Holy
ago.
Holy crap.
So when did they beat Rosen?
That was in Memphis. That was the next year.
It was
year.
In Memphis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who was that little white DB? It was Hall. That got the
Austin
sack.
Hall, yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
so
yeah.
great yep. in terms of could come up and.
I think he's a police officer now.
Yeah. Dude was a heck of a Tiger.
But dude, I'm just like.
Didn't that game.
That UCLA game at home,
we beat
the
Josh
weather
Rosen.
Was the weather was beautiful. I was at that game
yeah.
with Jake.
Yeah, we
it
won
was
that game.
So good. So good. Yeah. What a great day.
But
that
but
was.
Your point is that the Hundley game was the beginning.
That was the yes,
we lost.
That was the one. This was possible.
A sign.
Had, you like, knew it was on at that point.
Yeah, Jim Mora was like playing real conservative.
Yep.
Like it was just different, bro. It was different.
Yep.
And I'm just like going back and I'm like seeing the tweets. This is 10 years ago. I used to do nothing. I used to just like go to Windjammer on Saturday nights.
Fun.
I used to watch NFL all day on Sunday with no responsibilities. It's just hard to imagine that those
Love
days existed.
Windjammer.
You know what I mean? And that's not the way it is there. Now.
Darts and karaoke.
I never got to the Windjammer.
Yeah, it was
I
fun.
I had nothing but time, bro. I had nothing but time on my hand. Time on yeah. my hand. I don't have time on my hands anymore, bro.
Was that like the road? Time? Or you,
yeah,
is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
Lord.
It's Who
is on my
is
side?
Is on my side. It's the Rolling yeah. Stones, bro.
I don't know.
No, it was the R&B. It's the R&B.
Yours a different one.
Yeah, okay.
A different
I thought
joint.
So. Because yeah, that did not sound the same.
No. That's what they used
what
to.
What time song rap you talking about?
Time on my
hand. I don't know that one.
They used to sing that in at White Station, bro. I don't know who the artist was. Yeah, I don't know who was.
That's okay.
Who I need to credit. But yeah, man, I miss those days. I'm sitting here tweeting about Colin. I said Colin Kaepernick is on PEDs. I mean, I'm just out here tweeting.
You need to go back and read some of your Tubby tweets.
Oh, I know
one
what
of these
those
days
said.
When
I know what
and,
I know what the, I know.
Well, time that was.
Yeah, that was like that was just.
Come on and get some, Tyler.
Guess what? Tubby still sucks. What are we doing here?
Oh, remember those first days of Penny? We were just tweeting Penny Van and just
Dude, we,
out
oh,
of sheer
yeah.
giddiness and excitement. Wow. It's getting going viral.
That was fun.
I mean, you talk about a real giddiness around here.
We had the guy
when
that
it
did
started.
The Sprinter Van on the show, bro.
Because there was also sort of like, we win. Tubby's out. Penny's in, right? There was that yes. part of it. And, you know, program legend who was hopefully going to get us back. But it was whole. It was a celebration. We were.
Yeah, it was fun.
Seriously, yeah. Getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah, no, it's a, on, we're Penny. A world away from.
Come
that
on,
now.
Penny.
And it all started with a loss to Cincinnati.
Yeah, a close loss, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, they made it too close. I wanted it to blow out. I think.
Mm. Is that what UCLA?
No, for Tubby, it was a home game against UCLA or against Cincinnati at home, wasn't it? To end the game.
I don't remember. I just feel like it was just. It was
because we were rooting for losses at that point.
That was the conference.
So you're talking about conference tournament.
Tournament. Right. Tubby.
Oh yeah. No,
we're,
that was
ready for this thing to end.
Yeah, but loss, that was a good loss.
Yeah, go get your ass kicked, Tubby.
That's
we're ready.
The one after they won the first one. They weren't supposed to.
Game winner.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And so it was a loss we were rooting for.
Hell yeah,
and we were happy about.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were ready.
I think I'm with Brad.
Yeah, but it was like it was already the bet had been made. Right, the bet had already been made by that point. But at any rate,
now we're paying our AD $250,000 to get us the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Well, if he gets us out, it's a bonus. It's $550 a year.
Is it $550? Yeah.
He said the $250 is a bonus.
Hell, give him $1 million. I don't care.
I think he should.
Yeah, if he gets us in, I'm down with that.
I think he should.
If we get out,
he should get $20 million.
Exactly.
If he gets
never been done.
Hey, Fred might do it.
$250, man? Damn, that's a little light.
Yeah, we need a little higher
number
there.
I don't think y'all understand how hard that is. Yeah, $250. Damn, bro.
We're kind of low budged on the bonus there.
I mean, that's a first place bonus for us. I mean, we need something a little bit better than that, bro. All right? Jeez. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Gabe Kuhn. Thanks, Jessica Benson, for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
FM ESPN. Speaking for that Wing Guru, I had the, what is it, the drums? Is that, that's been the new menu item, right?
The legs.
The legs, yeah. I had those, what was it, maybe a week or so ago?
Drumsticks.
Drumsticks, yeah. Drumsticks, yeah. I wanted to get the right word, bro. Unbelievable.
I bet.
unbelievable. Yep. They were the best drumstick I've ever had. No cap. Best I've ever had.
No cap.
The flavor was crazy.
Did you do it with garlic sriracha?
I did.
Smart man.
I recommend the drumsticks. I know, you know, the wings are, you know, obviously the goat, but
worldwide.
The new drumsticks are, you're going to want to get an order of those, too. The Wing Guru, get over there today.
Yeah, great thing about those drumsticks, as John puts it, those fantastic crispy legs, is you can get them in any one of the 22 flavors. So get it in the one that you love, or try. How many of those 22 flavors that you like. I've tried John's garlic sriracha. I love it, but I'm a Nashville hot man. Jaren Jackson Jr., the Triple C for our man Calvin Austin. They've got a ton of them, and Billy, I would say, is in his prime right now, his entrepreneurial prime. There you go. It got out. Yeah, that man has gone from former Tiger basketball player to chicken house entrepreneur. He's running things when it comes to wings. Go see for yourself why at the Wingaroo. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Tell him that Jason and John sent you. Yeah, I'm like going back and I'm looking at my tweets from the...
That's always fun.
The night that Memphis almost beat UCLA. And it's just funny some of the things I tweeted because I just remember being on a high. I remember being on such a high that it was so competitive because they had Brett Hundley at quarterback. It was on the road. Nobody in Memphis could watch the game because it was on the Pac-12 network, so we had to go to, like, these, you know, little...
Remember listening to an AM radio station, like, on a wild feed to hear that game.
It's the only way you could do it.
It was something, man. We were in it.
And I tweeted after the game was over, Memphis goes down 42-35 in a game that people will remember as the night the program became respectable again.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it went on to be. It was a real foreboding of things to come. You know, for Memphis football. I also tweeted, I'm going to celebrate this loss at the Windjammer, which no longer exists.
You did not.
I did.
Really? And I think it's still around. Are you serious?
This was 2014.
Oh, my God. It's
10 years ago.
Holy crap.
So when did they beat Rosen?
That was in Memphis. That was the next year.
It was in
year.
Memphis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who was that little white DB? It was Hall. That got the
Austin
sack.
Hall. Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
so
yeah.
great
yeah.
in terms of could come up and.
I think, he's a police officer now.
Yeah. Dude was a heck of a Tiger.
But dude, I'm just like
not that game.
That UCLA game at home.
We beat
the
Josh
weather
Rosen.
Was the weather was beautiful. I was at that game
yeah.
with Jake.
Yeah, we
it
won
was
that game.
So good, so good. Yeah. What a great day.
But
that
but
was.
Your point is that the Hundley game was the beginning.
That was the yes.
We lost
that was the one.
It was
a
sign
because you knew it was on at that point.
Yeah, Jim Mora was like playing real conservative.
Yep.
Like it was just different, bro. It was different.
Yep.
And I'm just like going back and I'm like seeing the tweets. This is 10 years ago. I used to do nothing. I used to just go to Windjammer on Saturday nights.
Fun.
I used to watch NFL all day on Sunday with no responsibilities. It's just hard to imagine that those
Love
days existed.
Windjammer.
You know what I mean? And that's not the way it is
there.
Now.
Darts and karaoke.
I never got to the Windjammer.
Yeah, it was fun.
I had nothing but time, bro. I had nothing but time on my hand. My hand. I don't have time on my hands anymore, bro.
Was that like the road? Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
Lord.
It's Who
is on my side?
Is on my side. It's the Rolling yeah. Stones, bro.
I don't know.
No, it was the R&B. It's the R&B.
Yours a different one.
Yeah,
okay.
A different
I thought
joint.
So. Because that did not sound the same.
No. That's what they used
what
to.
What time song rap you talking about?
Time on my
hand. I don't know that one.
They used to sing that in at White Station, bro. I don't know who the artist was. Yeah, I don't know who was.
That's okay.
Who I need to credit. But yeah, man, I miss those days. I'm sitting here tweeting about Colin. I said Colin Kaepernick is on PEDs. I mean, I'm just out here tweeting.
You need to go back and read some of your Tubby tweets.
Oh, I know
one
what
of these
those
days
said.
When
I know what
and,
I know what the, I know.
Well, time that was.
Yeah, that was like that was just.
Come on and get some, Tyler.
Guess what? Tubby still sucks. What are we doing here?
Oh, remember those first days of Penny? We were just tweeting Penny Van and just
Dude, we,
out
oh,
of
yeah.
sheer giddiness and excitement. Wow. It's getting going viral.
That was fun.
I mean, you talk about a real giddiness around here.
We had the guy
when
that
it
did
started.
The Sprinter Van on the show, bro.
Because there was also sort of like, we win. Tubby's out. Penny's in, right? There was that yes. part of it. And, you know, program legend who was hopefully going to get us back. But it was whole. It was a celebration. We were
yeah, it was fun.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Get goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah, I know. It's
Come on,
we're
Penny.
A world away from
Come
that.
Come on, Penny.
And it all started with a loss to Cincinnati.
Yeah, a close loss, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they made it too close. I wanted it to blow out, I think.
Mm.
Is that what UCLA?
No, for Tubby, it was a home game against UCLA, or against Cincinnati at home, wasn't it, to end the game?
I don't remember. I just feel like it was just
because we were rooting for losses at that point.
That was the conference.
So you're talking about conference tournament.
Conference tournament. Right. Tubby.
Oh yeah. No,
we're,
that was
ready for this thing to end.
That was a good loss.
Yeah, go get your ass kicked, Tubby.
That's the one after they won the first one. They weren't supposed to be a game winner.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
so it was a loss we were rooting for.
Hell yeah,
and we were happy about.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we were ready.
I think I'm with Brad.
Yeah, but it was like it was the bet had been made. Right, the bet had already been made by that point. But at any rate,
now we're paying our $250,000 to get us the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Well, if he gets us out, it's a bonus.
It's
$550 a year.
Is it $550?
He said the $250 is a bonus.
Hell, give him $1 million. I don't care.
I think he should.
Yeah, if he gets us in, I'm down with that.
I think he should.
If we get out,
he should get $20 million.
Exactly.
If he gets
never been done.
Hey, Fred might do it.
$250, man. Damn, that's a little light.
Yeah, we need a little higher number.
I don't think y'all understand how hard that is. Yeah, $250. Damn, bro.
We're kind of low budged on the bonus there.
I mean, that's a first place bonus for us. I mean, we need something a little bit better than that, bro. All right. Jeez. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Gabe Kuhn. Thanks, Jessica Benson, for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.